Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My brand new book, Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth, is now available. So much more than a book, this is a guide that allows me to hold your hand through your birth preparation journey. With over a decade of experience and knowledge packed in to ensure you really are empowered in the way you deserve to achieve a positive birth, regardless of the twists and turns that crop up. Make sure that you get your hands on Midwife Pip's Guide to a Positive Birth book now and are empowered to have the birth experience that you deserve. Welcome to the Midwife Pip Podcast Bite Size, the home of all things pregnancy, birth, and motherhood. This week, I'm sharing with you some golden moments and nuggets of information that will change your pregnancy, birth, or postpartum journey for the better. You'll find the full episodes linked in the description. But for now, wherever you are, let's dive into some short but transformative chat. Today's clip is from episode 43 with expert Gráinne Donnelly, chatting about what diastasis recti actually is. In this clip, we bust the myths around diastasis and share how to manage and rehabilitate this very common change that happens to your abdominals during pregnancy.
Nothing has actually really torn or ripped apart. And I like to highlight that because it can be a very scary thing to hear you have diastasis. And I think it's really important that we understand what it actually is. So it's just all of us have that connective tissue down the midline. And it's between our two six-pack muscles. So everybody can appreciate our six-pack muscles. We don't always see them, but we all have them. And down the midline, we have connective tissue called the linea alba. And basically, it's there for a reason. It's very clever. It's made to expand for pregnancy so that our abdominal wall can stretch. Because if you think about how much our abdominal wall lengthens when we're pregnant, it's quite significant. So that tissue gives us a little bit of give. But for some women, it doesn't naturally resolve after having a baby. And that's where it's important to know about it so that people can get help. And it just means that there can be a bit of what seems like a gap between the two six-pack muscles on either side.
Sure. So is it safe to say then, because when we think about how our bodies change in pregnancy, every pregnant woman develops a bump. Their abdomen has to grow to accommodate a growing baby. So does that mean that all pregnant women will effectively have a diastasis in pregnancy? Like 100% we're all in?
Yeah, so there actually has been some research that has demonstrated this. So when they looked at first-time moms and they looked at them before pregnancy or in early pregnancy and what their linea alba width was, and they then followed them through pregnancy, everybody experienced thinning and widening. And it's exactly for that reason. We all have to have a bump that accommodates this increase in size. And so therefore, it shouldn't be something that we're overly fearful of during pregnancy because it's pretty normal. So sometimes how women will know that they have a little bit of widening there during pregnancy is that we all have our bump. And sometimes when we do movements like getting out of bed, or usually people see it in the bath because you have to get up a certain way out of the bath. So sometimes if we're getting out of the bath, you can have your bump and it sometimes points a little bit or cones or goes into an odd shape. Now, I have a lot of women who think that that was just the baby. And it's just simply the shape of our tummy because the muscles are being used. So when our rectus abdominis muscles tighten, then sometimes that gap can become more obvious and it points out. If you see this during pregnancy, it's nothing to panic about or worry about. You just simply think, all right, okay, I'm coming towards the end of my pregnancy. That's probably that normal widening. I must make sure someone checks this afterwards. And that would be as simple as I would put it.
And that's a really key point. So firstly, that's really reassuring to hear that this is really normal. So women that are thinking, oh my goodness, this has happened to my abdomen, Well, welcome to the club. It's happened to every woman's abdomen that's ever been pregnant. So super reassuring. We can rest easy on that one. But actually what you said about getting it checked afterwards, and I think that's something that we should probably just delve into a little bit more if you're happy to, Gráinne, because I think that's something that probably doesn't happen. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but I feel like probably a small percentage of women will come and see someone like yourself, but probably a lot of women will either suffer in silence, perhaps be embarrassed, or not even know that service is out there.
Yeah, I know, you're absolutely right. And it's one of those things that there's, I know a lot of, even in the health trust that I used to work in, a lot of the midwives were getting more in tune with kind of keeping an eye out for women with diastasis and maybe checking them on the ward. But really, yes, that's maybe good to give an indication, but really all of us will have some degree of a separation straight after birth. So I wouldn't be overly worried if someone checks you on the ward and says you have a 3-finger-width gap or something. I would be like, okay, I'll keep an eye on that. It's more down the line. So say around the time of your 6 to 8 week postpartum check, oftentimes our postpartum checks with the GP don't involve a physical examination like this. They just don't have time. They may not have the expertise for that particular evaluation. And so it's not a downfall on their part. But what's really useful is that a lot of pelvic health physiotherapists out there across the UK are now doing postpartum checks, which means that women can come and get their abdominal wall, their pelvic floor if they want, and just a generalized evaluation for being postpartum to see what sort of strength and conditioning needs they may have. And it's a really useful, often one-time check, just to find out where you're at, make sure you're doing pelvic floor exercise correctly, check whether you have any unresolving diastasis or abdominal separation, and just find out what you need to focus on. And I advise women to actually get that whether they have any concerns or symptoms or not. I think it's just like, if you think about any other area of healthcare, if we undergo even minor surgeries or minor procedures, we usually get a checkup where someone checks the actual area that was operated on. Women have babies, and that may be an abdominal surgery, that may be a vaginal delivery, which may involve trauma to the pelvic floor and stitches, and yet we just get on with it, which is mad.
It's completely crazy. I could not agree more. I so love this point. It's something I rant about all the time, Gráinne. Because I always say, like you say, you know, if you had knee surgery, you would have this, you know, fairly intensive physiotherapy follow-up. But yet as women, we go through pregnancy where, like we just said, you know, our abdominal muscles are changing, our pelvic floor muscle is changing. We then undergo this massive thing of birth, and it's like, here's a leaflet, or, you know, here's your baby, crack on. You don't even get to rest, you know?
No, so, and like many women are going back to toddlers, and like they're going home and they don't even get to rest home, because how many of us, as much as we mean to say we're not going to lift younger children, if they want mommy to lift them and hug them, you're going to give in. And you're, you know, so I think we need to really make sure that women are being cared for and that they know what services are available, because still in 2021, even though all I feel like I talk about is pelvic health and pelvic health physio, I still meet women coming who maybe are 10 years after having their baby and are like, I never knew this sort of service existed. I'm like, why are we so unknown? I don't know.
It's so true, isn't it? You are unknown. And I have to say, your services are incredible. I went to see a pelvic health physiotherapist at sort of mid second trimester of my pregnancy, didn't have any symptoms, just wanted that MOT, and thought actually this is a really important time to invest in our wellness when our body's undergoing all these changes. And I can't recommend it enough to women. It was absolutely worth it. And I know sometimes, especially when you're seeking sort of a private service, sometimes finances can be a bit of a barrier to women. What I really encourage is when it comes to, you know, everyone wants to buy new mums and babies gifts, don't they, and have baby showers. And then you end up with 100 beautiful muslin blankets and baby grows. But instead, if you could say, do you know what, could you give me a voucher or put some money towards a pelvic health checkup, and you'll reap so many more benefits from that. So to anyone out there listening, that is my kind of top tip for making sure you access someone like Gráinne.
I think that's a fantastic idea, and I think that's a really, really useful present. It is invaluable, and you, as you say yourself, you've already seen the benefits of that mid-pregnancy assessment you got. But the amount of women who come and they maybe aren't even sure what all is involved in a pelvic health check, and they come, usually when they're leaving, they're like, oh my goodness, everybody needs to have this. Like, even just to know, like, the majority of women don't even know how to do pelvic floor exercises correctly. You know, I always laugh, and it's something I share a lot with people, but everyone can appreciate going to either a personal trainer or a physio appointment for something like their shoulder. And we go to that appointment. We all know we all have shoulders. We can see them. And you may be getting demonstrated an exercise by your personal trainer or by your physio to do a certain shoulder exercise. Makes sense. You see it, you're nodding, you get it because you know the function of that shoulder. And then when it comes to you demonstrating it, you just don't repeat it right and they may have to correct and fine tune you. So that's in an area of the body we see and that we know how it works. And then we expect women to, with a leaflet, with one cue of how to recruit muscles, to locate muscles that they don't see, they can't see someone demonstrate, and they don't really understand the function or what way they move. So we're setting women up to fail. And I think really everyone should get checked to make sure that they know how to do pelvic floor, because at least 50% of women coming into my clinic think they're doing them right. And then they find out that they're maybe recruiting every other muscle around it. So that's a really invaluable tip. And to make it relevant to diastasis, knowing how to engage your pelvic floor does have a role in diastasis rehabilitation. So if people have diastasis, I always want to make sure pelvic floor is recruiting correctly, because that helps the pelvic floor muscles work with the abdominal wall muscles. So it's really key that we get all factors around the abdominal wall working.
I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized clip, and why not go ahead and share it with others? If you want more, go back and listen to the episode linked in the description. Before you go, please can you do one more thing? Make sure you've hit that subscribe button, as it helps me and the podcast reach out to and support even more women with crucial, expert, and reliable information through the podcast.